What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And again, the phone lines are still closed because I got a lot more news to get through. We will get them open before the end of the show, so please be patient here. Let's talk about the economic news for a while. We have been sounding a warning about the end of the eviction moratorium, putting millions of Americans out on the street. That's going to cause all kinds of problems. And adding to that, this additional $300 a week on top of regular unemployment, which was a lifeline for a lot of working Americans during the pandemic, is coming to an end. You probably have heard that employers who are still offering to pay only minimum wage are having trouble finding people to work for them. And so as a result, you've got about half of the states are getting ready to cut off the enhanced unemployment benefits starting this week in an effort to push people to go on out and seek employment, even if it is at minimum wage levels. Okay. Another story, this one coming on out of Zero Hedge. California has a very high tax burden compared to other states, and it's only gotten worse under Democratic rule here. We have had the same problem out there in Hawaii, and this is leading to a taxpayer exodus. And so far, taxpayers fleeing California have removed $8.8 billion with a B dollars in gross income and taken it to other states. And because many of these taxpayers own small businesses, they have now been shuttered. The people working there are now in the ranks of the unemployed. But that's what happens when Democrats think their problems can be solved by raising taxes. The taxpayers all move to other states where taxes are a lot lower, or in some cases don't even exist. Okay. Over at the G7, the finance ministers have bowed to Janet Yellen, and they're agreeing to raise taxes in all of their nations on international businesses to fill the government trough and basically to level them out to discourage businesses from doing what the Californians are doing and moving to more tax-friendly homes. I don't know if all the world is going to go along with this. In fact, probably a lot of these countries are going to say, this is our opportunity to lure a lot of these businesses from the G7 nations into our borders by making it much more tax-friendly for them. You know, raising taxes is not the solution to everything, and I know Democrats are going to call me radical for saying that. Story coming on out of Crack News, the U.S. Mint is postponing silver coin pre-orders amid the global silver shortage. Now, in order not to start jamming silver prices through the roof again, the U.S. Mint clarified that, saying there's a shortage of the silver blanks. Well, I don't know why that would be, because if you have silver in any form, it is, after all, fungible, you can make more blanks as you need. But as of right now, the U.S. Mint is postponing silver coin pre-orders, and it may be part of a larger agenda of discouraging people from putting money into precious metals rather than to keep it in the banks and the stock market and various other places where the bankers can play with it. Steel production is important to pretty much every nation, and there was a time when the United States was one of the world leaders in steel production, but if you drive through America's Rust Belt, you will see that's no longer the case. Right now, China is well in the lead. They're blowing the socks off the rest of the world. Production of steel in the United States has plunged, and that is another reason to avoid going into another war, because war uses a lot of steel, and if you can't make enough of it, then you cannot build the tanks and ships and other vehicles, artillery, and so forth that are needed to go inflict death on those people who refuse to live their lives the way you think they should. Talking about immigration now, A little bit of good news. The Supreme Court unanimously blocked the 400,000 immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally and were allowed to stay on humanitarian grounds. They are blocked from applying for a green card. So that is from the Supreme Court. It was a unanimous decision. So those illegals, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go back home and try and re-enter the United States through the legal channels. Meanwhile, story coming on out of Breitbart, Joe Biden may soon allow legal immigrants with green cards to secure American citizenship without undergoing the standard check by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, currently, all legal immigrants applying for citizenship must undergo the FBI name check process, where a search is run against the FBI's Universal Index to determine that a foreign national is not included in the agency's criminal database. And so the Biden administration is planning to throw out the procedure. Criminals of the world rejoice. Meanwhile, down in Texas, Venezuelans continue to pour into the Texas border region. 10,864 versus 135 just last year. And they basically wade across the Rio Grande. They're carrying more belongings than their usual illegal aliens. One woman who said she was a photographer back home had her professional Nikon camera equipment in her backpack. They arrive on shore, change into dry clothes, discarding the wet ones right there on the ground. And basically, they're just leaving clothes and wet shoes all over the ground there. State troopers are usually on site to try and stop them. And they pass out water and granola bars to the hungry, and the wrappers also wind up on the ground as well. Over in Scottsdale, Arizona, patriots have held a second protest against a migrant safe house that was set up in their neighborhood, clandestinely by the Biden administration. They don't want it there. Now, here is an interesting story. It came out of Zero Hedge. Human smugglers along that southern border are openly advertising their services on Facebook. And there are a lot of these user accounts that post offers to facilitate illegal border crossings. Some even directly advertise how much they charge for the service. And Representative Kamak of Florida repeatedly alerted Facebook to the issue, and Facebook has so far failed to accommodate Kamak's request for a meeting to discuss the problem. Now, that strikes me as odd, because if you challenge vaccine safety or the honesty of last November's election, you can kiss your Facebook account goodbye. But if you are there advertising to help illegals violate U.S. immigration law, that's apparently okay with Facebook. Absolutely okay with Facebook. All righty. We recently celebrated the 32nd anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing, and a lot of people understandably went to the net to look up that famous photo of the lone man literally staring down a line of Chinese tanks at Tiananmen Square. And oddly enough, they couldn't find it, because the Tiananmen Square tank man vanished from Microsoft Bing, DuckDuckGo, and other search engines, even here in America. You'd expect it in China, but not here in America. Bing is saying that it was a technical glitch that led to the inability to find that photo. And if you believe that, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, Nigeria has now banned Twitter. Twitter has responded with the usual human rights cop-out, even though Twitter banned Trump and bans anyone who contradicts the vaccine orthodoxy or the honest elections and so forth. So it's kind of ironic that Twitter has been hoisted on their own petard. Meanwhile, Google has been fined $268 million by France's anti-competition watchdog for abusing its dominant position in the online advertising business. So good for France, bad for Google. Over at Facebook, again, executive Nick Clegg is warning that Donald Trump's two-year Facebook ban could be increased, okay, because the president crossed a red line by inciting violence during the U.S. Capitol riot, which he, of course, did not actually do, but I guess Facebook doesn't really care too much about what's true or not. Another story here, this is from Russia Today, and basically saying that, you know, Russia Today has been smeared, shut out, and shadow banned by a supposedly free press-loving U.S. government. They forced Russia Today to register as a foreign agent 4 years ago, and it sparked a chain of events that saw the network banned from press events, cut off from potential partners, and delisted on social media. So that censorship boot is coming down really hard and fast. And, you know, you take a look around at the country as it is right now, and maybe that's the reason they de-emphasized D-Day, is because back on Memorial Day, a lot of people were saying, you know, look at the United States as it is today. You know, for this, all these people gave their lives, and maybe they were afraid of a similar reaction on D-Day, and so they decided to kind of lowball it, because they certainly did compared to past years. Alrighty, the Supreme Court, another case before the Supreme Court, was brought by women's activists to rule if it was unconstitutional to require men to register for the draft at 18, but not for women. And just before we went to airtime, the word came down that the Supreme Court declined to hear the case. So the male-only draft apparently is going to continue, at least for the near future. Getting into political correctness and wokeness, story coming out of Civil Patriot, talking about how corporate media is literally indoctrinating children to doubt their biological sex. And they're trying to build support for transgenderism by claiming that children can choose their future lifetime sex when they are just 4 years old, which is, to me, is really kind of nonsense. Now, the Boston Globe reported on the ideology embraced by Dr. Ariel Frey Vogel, the director of Child and Adolescent Services at Massachusetts General's Transgender Health Program. So this is being sold as a fashion that they're going after 4-year-old kids. 4-year-old kids don't even know what gender they are, let alone deciding they're going to be something else. By the way, somebody sent me this wonderful cartoon the other day, and it shows two dogs sitting side by side. And it said, dogs come in male and female, and cutting off the male's balls doesn't make it female. And I think that really says it in a nutshell. I'm saving that for an opportune use at whatreallyhappened.com. Over in Scotland, there is a Scottish feminist who's been criminally charged for tweets opposing gender self-identification. Now, this feminist, Marion Miller, she's 50 years old. She's been charged with the crime of malicious communication due to tweets criticizing gender self-identification. And she is looking at 2 years in jail. Okay. Meanwhile, another story, this one coming on out of Russia Today. There's a book out written by Abigail Schreier. It's called Irreversible Damage, and it is an investigative piece that exposes the damage done to teenagers by transgender ideology. And trans activists are trying to censor the book. The public library in Halifax, Nova Scotia, came under pressure for having the book on the shelves. The transgender campaigners make the usual hyperbolic accusations that it presented a safety issue, saying the impact of this book on, like, even one kid is potentially their life, blah, 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 the usual nonsense. Okay. Over at Yale, There is a controversy brewing there. And there was this lecture given by this professor there that came on out saying that she hated whiteness. She had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in her way. And this was sponsored by Yale. This is already drawing criticism from a former Princeton professor, Dr. Carol Swain. But it was this very racist, violent rant, and this is what passes for education now at Yale University. Over in Loudoun County, Virginia, they have now become ground zero in the fight against critical race theory. And there's this parents group taking on the local education establishment. By the way, there's this wonderful video of a mother getting on the microphone and speaking out against critical race theory. It's gone viral. It was even on One American News Network, if you're going to catch that one. Critical race theory, they're saying it has to be uprooted because it seeks to view everything through the lens of race. And, you know, that's exactly what the Ku Klux Klan used to do. You know, your race was everything. And what a shock it must be to people who supported Dr. Martin Luther King. Because if you remember his famous I Have a Dream speech, where he came on out and said, I have a dream that we are all judged by the character, by our character and not the color of our skin. And critical race theory wants to reverse that. Forget your character. Forget whether you're good or bad. Okay? You know, the color of your skin, that is what is most important. And absolutely, absolutely, this should not be taught to our children in our taxpayer-funded schools. Getting into some computer news now. It turns out that hackers were able to get into the Colonial Pipeline network system using a compromised VPN password. It's not like they really broke in cleanly from outside. Somebody allowed their VPN password to become known, and the hackers simply logged in through the virtual private network, which basically gave them access to the entire system there. Okay. Apple is out there saying that it will make AirTags a little less scary. A lot of people are very concerned about privacy issues. And they're these effective little Bluetooth trackers. But they use Apple's extensive Find My network of devices that constantly ping each other. And it makes it problematic because you can be tracked without your knowledge in what is essentially real time. Now, Apple made some effort to prevent stalking when AirTags launched, but the devices didn't go far enough to alert people when they were being tracked. And they're saying there should be a notification, thus and so individual is tracking you, and I would tend to agree with that. Another black eye here for Apple. Nearly 2% of the 1,000 highest grossing apps on the App Store are scams that have conned consumers out of an estimated $48 million. Now, the whole idea of the App Store and not allowing third-party apps on the iPhone and the iPad was that Apple could make sure that the apps were safe, and apparently they have really dropped the ball on that one. Okay. In the space news here, very clever, the flight controllers on the InSight lander, it has become covered in Martian dust, and it is reliant on its solar panels, which have been coated in red grime. But NASA came up with a very slick trick. They used the scoop on the probe to literally drop large grain dirt on top of the dust, at which point the wind was able to grab it and dislodge it and boost InSight power supply. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Back with more news and phone calls after this. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, we are opening up the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252. I was talking about this video of this mother basically launching a campaign against critical race theory up in New York. And One American News is again running that video and that story. It is really going viral. And I think a lot of people are looking at this critical race theory and wondering just what the heck somebody was thinking when they came up with it. I mean, think of all the good that Martin Luther King did, and it's being undone by this critical race theory, which is in these taxpayer-supported schools. And I would think that parents paying those taxes ought to have something to say about the curriculum being taught to their children. And but the attitude of the school is, no, it's none of your business. I remember when we lived in Hawaii, we had a next-door neighbor who had been hired to help implement Common Core in Hawaii's schools. And even though she wasn't supposed to, she did show me some of the curriculum, and I was just stunned at some of the ways they had rewritten the Bill of Rights. And she said it was a policy. Parents were never allowed to see the Common Core curriculum, and students were apparently told they couldn't share what they were learning with their parents. So there's something very scary going on in the education system. All right, getting on back to the science news here. NASA's Juno mission, just a little before airtime, came within 645 miles of the surface of Jupiter's largest moon, Ganymede. This is the closest a spacecraft has come to Ganymede since the Galileo approached 20 years ago. And Ganymede is unique because it's the only known moon in the solar system with its own magnetic field, which suggests a liquid core there. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos sent an Instagram post saying that he will be one of the inaugural passengers on Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft during its first crewed flight scheduled for launch from West Texas on July 20th. And Bezos said his brother, Mark Bezos, will also be on board. So let's hope everything goes well there. All right, we have a caller on the line, Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, the COVID situation, you were talking about the what they were using to suppress the respiration and those people that they were sticking on the respirators.
Yes.
That drug's called Versed, and I used to sell it.
Versed, okay.
And I sold Valium. I worked for Hoffman LaRoche, and okay. Versed, like, if you used Valium, they used it for sedation if you had bronchoscopy or, you know, gastro, any kind of gastro work or colonoscopy. So they sedate you with it so that you wouldn't bite the tube or you wouldn't fight the tube. You have to be relaxed.
Yes.
So with Valium, you use about 10 milligrams. Well, when Versed came out, I could not get my doctors to slow down. They were used to pushing about 10 milligrams of Valium in a minute. So when you try to get them to use Versed, and it's 2.5 milligrams, that small dose, and for an old person, damn right, 1 milligram, and you pushed it over a minute to 2 minutes. Well, you know, you couldn't get these guys to do it. They were just like, you know, put it in. And so I had a bunch of people dying in my territory. And, I mean, my boss came in.
Oh, man, that's
a
horrible story.
I had an old lady die in the hallway. Oh, yeah, they gave it to her, 5 milligrams IM. It's like, are you high? Do you not listen to me? But, again, our job as drug reps is just to tell the message that the company is sending. It doesn't
yes.
mean we know any more than anybody else. We only know what they told us. So it's like this COVID situation. Anthony Fauci's been lying to you, but what's anybody going to do about it? Because the general population does not understand what's happening. Meantime, Gert Van den Bosch, he's the top virus vaccine maker. He made the Ebola vaccine. He's the top guy. And he's saying, stop this immediately. You
yeah.
are making people allergic to themselves, is basically what's happening. And the other thing is, you were talking about, well, now they're investigating to see, well, you know, is this just an accident? And I've been trying to get people to read this paper for years, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases.
Yes.
And it's by Professor Don Scott, and it was 2001. Now, here's the part that you'll find interesting, because you were talking about how, well, is this a money thing? Are they just making diseases for us? Yup.
You know, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, you look at some of the things these pharmaceutical companies have done in the past. I mean, you've probably seen the movie The Constant Gardener. That's based on a true story.
Right, but this stuff is worse than that. This is the people that you're trusting, the CDC, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, you know, everybody is involved here. Check this out. The title page of a genuine U.S. study declassified February 24th, 1977, shows that George Merck of the pharmaceutical company Merck Sharp & Dohme, and in parentheses, which now makes cures for the diseases that at one time created, okay,
yeah.
reported in 1946 to the U.S. Secretary of War that his researchers had managed for the first time to isolate this disease agent in a crystalline form. And the disease agent they're talking about is Mycoplasma. They had produced a crystalline bacterial toxin extracted from the Brucella bacterium that could be removed in a crystalline form, stored, transported, and deployed without deteriorating. And it and you could use it in vectors like insect. Can you hold me over?
Yeah,
please.
Actually, I can and I will. Stay
okay,
on the
great.
Line. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Lauren in Ohio about mycoplasma and how it's, I guess, for lack of a better word, it's been weaponized. And I'm always rather curious about that word because when I had my little hospital stay about 5 years ago, I was in the hospital for 10 days and then on oxygen for about 2 weeks after that, they told me what I had was mycoplasma pneumonia. And yep. So I always sort of twig onto that word.
Yep, and it almost killed me and one of my daughters. And the only thing that the medical community knows to do with it is tetracycline, doxycycline, which is why when people kept saying ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, I was saying, hey, don't forget old tetracycline, because they give it to you for basically on and off for, 3 days a week for about a year, because it can't kill the pathogen. It just deactivates its ability to make more of itself. So when the cell dies, it goes out with the cell. So they stick people on that low-dose tetracycline for a year to 2 years, and that's all the medical community knows to do about it. Now the inside people, we know what to do about it, but anyway. Okay, so here's the part that's important. They're actually doing this to you. The government knew that crystalline brucella would cause disease in most humans. Now they needed to determine how it would spread and the best way to disperse it. They tested dispersal methods, at Dugway Proving Ground, Utah, in June and September of 1952. That's what this document is full of. They're doing it on purpose. There is no debating it. Here, a 1948 New England Journal of Medicine report titled Acute Brucellosis Among Laboratory Workers shows us how actively dangerous this agent is. Laboratory workers from Camp Dietrich, Maryland, were developing biological weapons. Even though these workers had been vaccinated, wore rubberized suits and masks and worked through holes in the compartment, many of them came down with this awful disease. And it's absolutely terrifying infections. Now, here's the part that's important. All of these diseases, the chronically degenerative diseases that people think are old age, no, they're not. It's this pathogen. Dr. Maurice Hilleman, chief virologist for the pharmaceutical company Merck Sharp & Dohme, stated that this disease agent is carried by everybody in North America and possibly most people throughout the world, and now pretty much it is. This is an old article. It's from 2001. I have all the official documents to prove that mycoplasma is the disease agent in chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, AIDS, multiple sclerosis, cancer, Crohn's colitis, type 1 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, Wegener's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and other degenerative diseases, because that's the game. This is a they're infecting you with a pathogen, and what it is it's a man-made bug, okay? But it's a programmable cell. You can get it to respond. You can get it to, it's got five bugs on it, depending on what frequency. Remember Rife machines, Royal Raymond Rife, and he had the frequencies, and if you hit the bug with the right frequency, it would die. Okay, well, if they hit it with the right bug, with the right frequency, they'll make it go active. And in the meantime, the RNA, when you're looking at what are they doing, they're getting animal DNA, the monkey tissue that's carrying the DNA vaccines into your body, or they're straight up reprogramming with messenger RNA to tell your body to make this spike protein that looks like you. That's why Merck Sharp & Dohme, about 6 months ago, they said they're stopping all their work, and they wound up throwing in with Johnson & Johnson, but they said, we can't do this. We shouldn't do this. And the top vaccine developer, Gert VandenBosch, if you go to the High Wire, actually, band.video is probably the best way to get to it, BANNED.video, go all the way to the end, you know, just drop down and look at all those different shows, go to all the way to the end, hit the High Wire, Del Bigtree, and there's two things you can play. One of them is Gert VandenBosch. And the thing is, why isn't he in charge? We've got Anthony Fauci in charge, and he's not making mistakes. They've got the evidence, March 11th, 2020. And what is it? It's how do you make this pathogen? It was sent to him in an email.
Yeah.
So he was pretending all this time he didn't know. And he's taking vitamin C and vitamin D. And by the way, when you mentioned the ACE2 receptors, I used to sell those too. I sold something called Monopro. And so what happens is when you suppress the body's ability to reuptake something that needs to be an ACE2 receptor, it's supposed to receive the ACE2. See, if you block it, the body makes more receptors. That's why people who are on antihypertensives, especially the ACE inhibitors, are more susceptible, because they've got many more doors for this thing to walk on into. You're saying drop the payload at the door. Think of it like a lock and a key. The protein spike is the key. It sticks it into the cell wall. Clink! Opens it up. Guess what blocks that cell door? Vitamin D. Sunshine.
Yes.
Well, what's Bill Gates doing? He and Harvard are blocking out the sun. Let's spread calcium carbonate in the atmosphere and see if we can stop global warming. No, he's stopping your ability to make vitamin D in your skin, which will protect you from this. That's why people don't get it until they're in the winter with no sunshine. They've got everybody working in cubicles, and nobody gets it. You know, so what I'm saying is this doesn't work if your body is contaminated. You can clean it out. They're spending all this energy to put the plastics and the toxins and the, you know, benzenes and all the chemicals.
Well, they're creating a repeat business.
What it is this won't work. If your body is clean, mycoplasma is always in everybody. It only goes active depending on your genetics and your state. If you're stressed, if your immune system's flagging, that's when it kicks in and goes into gear. A vaccine that doesn't take, these are the things that'll set it going active. Now, the trick is, once it goes active, medical community can't stop it. The only thing they can do is, you know, kind of stun it, They call it bacteriostatic as opposed to bactericidal, which is to kill it outright. So my point is, though, the doors, if you stop taking, you've got to start getting your health together. Detoxify your body, clay, charcoal, easy things to do. Clean your infections up, Super Silver, if you've never heard of it, and Glenn Parnham, interview him, have him on. You guys do
a thing with him. We make our own nano silver here.
Well, no, here's the trick. I make my own nanosilver, and the mycoplasma pneumonia almost killed me. I used to get it from Clint, I can't remember the guy's name, Sweet Man, and I went through 200 part per million quart bottles. And what you find is it's the frequency in the particular silver that vibrates this thing. It's a crystal, so it's like a woman singing high C, and then the glass breaks.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you either use a frequency machine, like Royal Raymond Rife, or like Hulda Clark's, or like Zappers, harmonic quads.
No, well, all molecules, you know, resonate. In fact, there was a study done at Harvard that said the amount of EMF radiation that we're exposed to was more dangerous than previously thought, not because it had the energy to rip molecules apart, but it would start them vibrating. And they would resonate until they broke, like the Galloping Gertie Bridge in Washington State. And so that molecular resonance was an unknown phenomenon until recently.
Yes, and that 5G makes the blood-brain barrier permeable, and that's the point. They need to move the metals into your brain. And then in 95, there was a French professor who was talking about, we already have the ability to do this. We have magneto. And it's a metal. They inject it. It moves through your blood-brain barrier into your brain, settles there where it starts putting together networks with the plaques that are going to be forming, which the Johns Hopkins report, the SPARS 2025 to 2028, they said people are going to be thick. Their minds are going to be, they just won't be able to think. And then, boom, they're connected.
Well,
to
that's what they're saying now about the spike protein. It can penetrate the blood-brain barrier and cause neurological damage like mad cow disease. Anyway, Lauren, listen, I've given you...
And that's my point. That's in this paper, too. Please just take a look at it when you have a hot minute.
Okay, can you send me a URL, and I will take a look at it.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the phone call.
And God bless you. Okay.
Okay, and we're going to switch over to Mary in Virginia. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sir, how are you doing?
Well, hanging in there.
How's Indiana?
At the moment, cloudy.
Virginia's, like, weird, too, okay?
Okay.
Got gurn shit growing and la, la, la. Oh, they told me not to cuss. Okay.
Yep. Okay, so what did you want to talk about? Okay, I think we, okay, all right, we lost her. And the phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. Back to the news here. China, which is just going like gangbusters in science and technology, they're getting ready to send a 3-man crew of astronauts end of this month for a 3-month mission on China's new space station. And they're basically, the station is named the Tianhe, or Heavenly Harmony. It is the third and largest space station launched by China's increasingly ambitious space program. The core module was launched into orbit April 29th. And they're going to launch it end of this month. And the mission includes spacewalks to conduct repairs and maintenance, as well as scientific experiments. So they're doing really, really good up there. Now, we reported last week that NASA is getting ready to send 2 new missions to Venus. It's been a long time since we've gone to Venus. We've had really bad luck on Venus. The Russians have had really good luck. In fact, they just recently had another soft lander on Venus to take a look around there. It's a very hostile environment for space hardware, but NASA has got 2 missions dubbed Da Vinci and Veritas to study the lost habitable world of Venus. Each mission is getting $500 million for development. Both are expected to launch somewhere between 2028 and 2030. Now, it's long been thought there was no life on Venus due to the extremely high temperatures, but late last year, scientists studying the planet's atmosphere announced the surprising and controversial discovery of phosphine. And on Earth, this chemical is produced by living organisms. So there could be something alive in the Venusian atmosphere high up enough where the temperature is not a problem. Or it is simply something that evolved to be comfortable in that environment. And you know, everyone always talks about life on Earth and we're in the Goldilocks zone and everything. They've got it backward. We find planet Earth comfortable because we evolved here. And life that evolves on other planets will find those environments very comfortable and probably find ours very alien and toxic and poisonous. I am still of the opinion there may be something alive in those methane pools on Titan. And if there is, they certainly could not survive here on the United here on planet Earth. Okay, I am very concerned about all this UFO stuff that is floating around corporate media right now. And finally, the government officials released their official report for Congress, and they're saying that the UFO sightings by Navy pilots could be aliens. They wouldn't rule that out. But they said more than likely it is new hypersonic technology from Russia or China, but trust us, it's not a secret U.S. government project. I don't know about that one here. Now, over at NASA, Bill Nelson, who's the new chief of NASA, is actually stepping up efforts to study unidentified flying objects. This is one of the first things he did on taking office. Nelson said that he does not think the UFOs are evidence of extraterrestrials visiting Earth, but it would be nice to find out what they are. I'm personally going with the theory that it is experimental aircraft from somebody, including the United States, being tested. Meanwhile, Barack Obama has waded into this discussion, saying that proof of aliens will lead to new religions and massive military spending. There it is. Oh, we're seeing UFOs. We need new weapons to deal with them here. And Obama said proof of aliens would likely result in the emergence of new religions, and there would be calls for huge sums of money to be spent on weapon systems to defeat the evil space aliens. And I'd like to remind everybody that some years ago there was actually a project proposed to try and fool the people of planet Earth into thinking there was an impending alien invasion to get them all to unite together under a single global government in order to defeat the little green men. Meanwhile, Caitlin Johnstone is out there reinforcing the idea that this UFO craze or propaganda is to promote a new arms race, as if potential wars with Russia and China were not going to be enough to do that. Over in California, they're rocking and rolling again. Now, of course, California, they're always having earthquakes. The whole West Coast, they always have earthquakes. And but there have been more than 600 quakes along the California-Mexico border since last Saturday, the largest quake registered 5.3. And there is now a concern that there may be a big one coming up. Fortunately, with California, it's always a question not of if, but of when. There's always going to be a big one. There's that place where the San Andreas Fault makes that little S-turn right above the right below the San Fernando Valley. And then there's the Cascadia Subduction Zone Fault. There's all kinds of areas that could let go with a really big shaker. Whether this swarm of quakes along the California-Mexico border is more of this of a harbinger, we don't really know. But people in California, when there is an increase in seismicity, they do sit up and take notice here. Okay, story coming on out from Zero Hedge. Somebody has done a study to find out if the carbon footprints of electric vehicles are really as dramatically lower than that of internal combustion engine vehicles. That's one of the major selling points of electric vehicles. And when considering the amount of carbon and carbon dioxide created from assembling the lithium-ion batteries, it turns out the actual difference is negligible. Plus, there's the fact that the electricity going to charge those electric vehicles is coming from mostly coal and oil-fired power plants. And the ugly reality, and don't get me wrong, I think electric vehicles are cool. Claire and I have tried to find one we could afford when we had our Honda stolen, but we couldn't. But the reality is if everybody in the United States went out and bought an electric vehicle, there isn't enough electric generating capacity in the country to keep all those vehicles charged, let alone continue running the lights and the appliances, the computers, and air conditioning for the entire country. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and in the category of consumer awareness, out in Las Vegas, U.S. District Judge Jennifer Dorsey has permanently blocked a Las Vegas-based bottled water brand. It's called Real Water, and it's being blocked from being marketed while an investigation continues into at least one death and multiple cases of liver illness from people who were drinking this bottled water. Now, the company president, Brent Jones, is a former Nevada State Republican lawmaker, refused to comment on this. Real Water was being sold primarily in Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and California. And get this, and you'll find this is true of a lot of these bottled water companies, they basically were taking water from the municipal water supply and running it through whatever filtration and treatment they thought was going to make it taste better, and put it in the bottle and sell it at a huge, huge markup. But apparently something in there was definitely causing some serious, serious medical problems. And so, you know, consumer beware here. So anyway, getting back to this, Brent Allen Jones, he's also the CEO of Affinity Lifestyles. That's the company that makes Real Water. And it's been linked to several cases of non-viral hepatitis by the Southern Nevada Health District. This resulted in 5 children being hospitalized and 6 other people reporting less severe symptoms of the illness. Turns out Brent Allen Jones is also a Scientologist. That's kind of interesting here. And one of the former employees at Affinity Lifestyle is now suing the company for alleged religious discrimination. Now, the employee, Grecia Echevera Hernandez, is a practicing Catholic, and she was ordered to watch Scientology videos at work. She refused, and she was let go for that. So she's suing for religious discrimination. Boy, those Scientologists really scare me. It's really kind of an ugly situation out there. Okay, now, let's see. We're getting close to the end of the program here. Everybody, you're talking about this, the invasion of the mice. Apparently down in Australia, there are millions of the mice, are rampaging across Australia. They're going so far as attacking people in their beds. They've triggered fires. It turns out their ancestors were a British strain of mice that somehow went wild out there, and they're causing all kinds of problems now. Okay. Trump is still out there bashing Fauci, saying, when did Dr. Fauci know about the gain-of-function research, and when did he know it? It has since come out that Obama reauthorized the gain-of-function research shortly before leaving office. Okay, there is the music, and so it's time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. Steve Elkins is going to be sharing the microphone with him, this being a Monday, of course. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday. So aloha, America.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.